previously on Moonhorse versus the Mars Men of Jupiter.
Ye gods, I should have known. The Mars Men of Jupiter.
You're too late this time, mate. We have Moonhorse, we have the planet Earth. And it's all thanks to our new leader, the secret evil Empress of England, Scotland, Wales, Northern Ireland. Perhaps you know me better by another name. Margaret Thatcher! moon horse, race the old earth has never known. Moon horse, standing certain of but never alone. Saving the planet with his human companion, Jeffrey Livingstone. Episode 4, The Enemy is Revealed.
For the younger members of the audience, there now follows an entirely accurate historical
You're ahead.
Once upon a time ago, the devil came a-riding to the land called England, preaching privatising.
She spoke of new free markets bringing fresh prosperity, scrapping public services and no society.
Who was this right-wing ideologue?
That was Margaret Thatcher.
Who screwed the country quite a lot?
That was Margaret Thatcher.
Destroyed the rail network, sold public utilities,
turned water, gas and telecom to private monopolies.
Who laid poll tax on the floor?
That was Margaret Thatcher.
Cranked up the coldness of Cold War?
That was Margaret Thatcher.
Refusing any sanctions, thus supporting apartheid. Using soldiers disguised as police to break the miners' strike.
Oh, but I have not rested on my laurels, no. What have modern evils made? For instance, who do you think's keeping Piers Morgan on TV? I designed Windows Vista, put him boiling toothpaste tubes, change marathons to Snickers, push Rod Hull off his roof.
Whatever's wrong with Britain now,
down to Margaret Thatcher.
A spiteful, vengeful, evil cow, that was Margaret Thatcher.
Say what you like about me, always knew just where you stood.
Up to our eyeballs in culture,
destroying all that's good. They call me Thatcher, Thatcher. If evil made a film, I'd be lead actor. Thatcher, Thatcher. If Satan cut his thumb, I'd fetch a plaster. Thatcher, Thatcher. If hatred had a back, I'd be a chiropractor. Thatcher, Thatcher. If good was Doctor Who, I'd be the master. And I'd refer to the character as Doctor Who, as if that was his name. Thatcher, Thatcher. If virtue was a pube, I'd be a waxer.
Gods, you can always tell how geeky the audience is by how well that Dr. Hitchcock goes. Ye gods!
I love the bit when people applaud Margaret Thatcher. I think it's marvellous.
Margaret Thatcher? But I thought you'd retired.
Oh, retired? Oh yes, I've retired. Because all governments have been entirely different from my way of doing things since I retired, haven't they?
Have they?
I was being politically sarcastic, you know. I've been in control all along. Always working towards my ultimate goal. The privatisation of the entire human race! The human race's history has been a sorry tale of mismanagement within the public sector. Millennia of mistakes which would never have occurred with an accountable board of directors. If private countries could have merged instead of having wars, we'd have saved a lot of our human resources. Come philosophers, I bring glad tidings for the answer for life, the universe, and everything, of course, is We're privatising everything. We're going to privatise the human race. We'll privatise the planet and the air that hangs around it. Then we'll privatise the moon and stars in space. No one will be a citizen. Instead, we will be shareholders in a human corporation. You can sell your mind and body for the market going rate and the rights for advertising on your children. We are privatising everything. We're going to privatise the human race. We'll privatise the planet and the air that hangs around it. Then we'll privatise the moon and stars in space. Ladies and gentlemen, prepare for your bonus. Here come your new owners. I give you the Mars Men of Jupiter.
Why, thank you, Marcus. There'll be exciting changes from a thrusting new young board, which will make a real difference in the office. To increase productivity, we're slashing the workforce. You've got an hour to pack your bags, then off it. It's nothing personal. In fact, it's standard galactic business practice. Let's put it this way. You're fired.
Well, and what, I wonder, you make to that? Jeffrey Livingstone?
Ye gods, but you can't privatise the entire human race.
Jeffrey, you must understand. The market has spoken. It's better for all of us in the long run, in real terms, if we're all hurled into the unforgiving vacuum of space.
Yeah, I mean to say, you're all going to be homeless soon anyway.
I beg your pardon?
Well, Margaret, what we've done, you see, is we've remortgaged the Earth, and then we've used the equity raised to invest in large numbers of laser cannons, what we have put on the moon.
What a marvellous example of bold free market ingenuity.
Well, thank you.
And what, pray tell, do you intend to do with these laser cannon?
Why, destroy the Earth, of course.
Yeah. We've mortgaged the Earth and used the money raised to build laser cannons on the moon with which to destroy the Earth.
And as long as the value of Earth continues to increase,
as all historical trends say it must do,
then we'll be able to buy more laser cannons
with which to destroy the Earth. Nothing can go wrong. Oh, bugger.
What's happened?
It's all gone wrong.
What do you mean?
Well, apparently the value of Earth has plummeted due to rumours of its imminent destruction. And we are now completely bankrupt.
What a completely unexpected thing to have happened.
I know. Who could have predicted that destroying the Earth would harm its market value?
There's only one thing for it.
Yeah.
Come on, everybody.
Come on, everybody.
Come on. We're all going to have to work together to put right this completely unexpected turn of events.
That was nobody's fault at all.
We live in complex times, and no one could have prophesied that our plans to strip the assets of the Earth could be bad for the planet.
It's not our fault, we're not to blame. In our place you get them the same. And that's why you'll all have to pay the price of your mistakes. Cause you watched us, you stood by, allowed us, as we tried to harmlessly destroy the Earth. Who could have known such a plan wouldn't work? It's not our fault, we're not to blame. In our place you did them the same. And that's why you'll all have to pay the price of your mistakes. We'll all make a sacrifice.
We'll do the killing.
And you'll die.
Just trying to make things better.
And this way we'll all be all in it together.
Here's a new plan. It's cunning. Give us all of your money.
It's the best idea we've ever had. You'll have to give us what's left of your cash. It's not our fault, we're not to blame. In our place, you did them the same. And that's why you'll all have to pay the price of your mistakes. The price of your mistakes. Just pay.
Ye God, the people of Earth will never stand for it.
I'm just going to go and ring the Earth government now, actually. Yeah. Hello, Earth government. Can we have all your money, please?
They'll never agree.
They all say yes.
No! 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 No!
Yes! Yes, Livingstone, yes. You are defeated. Defeated utterly.
But, if I can just find Moonhorse.
Oh, I can help you there. Behold! Moonhorse in chains!
Nay! Your fine words mean nothing here, Moonhorse.
Take him away!
No, I don't understand it. How can it this be? Have we been defeated?
No, Geoffrey, don't listen to her. We can still rally people round. Everybody will want to help. Geoffrey Livingstone.
But don't you understand, Tilly? Nobody knows who we are. All those adventures we had. Everything we did. If nobody knew about them, what was the point?
We never won an award. We never got on the news. We were the talk of the town. We never got a review. No photography shoots for the cover of a fashion magazine. And if you take a look in the record books, you won't find me. Everything that we've done has been roundly ignored by the makers of taste and the style reports. In the time yet to come, when we're writing the history of the human race, there'll be no trace of you and me.
But we did it anyway. We were unaware, much too busy having fun to know that no one cared. Because we did have some fun.
Yeah, and we did have some laughs.
In fact, a lot of them were the best times that I ever had. All the places we went, everything that we did and we said.
It's amazing to think of all the dancing and drink and all the people we met.
And we did it anyway, just because we could.
If I could have that time again, you know what? I bloody would.
So you can stuff your awards.
Forget the fame and the wealth.
Because, you know, I wouldn't swap this life for anything else.
Who needs a glowing review? Don't bother asking for exclusive interviews. I don't need to have a lot of medals and cash when I've got friends like you.
And we will do it anyway, just because it's good. We don't need the approval of you or anyone. We'll still do it anyway, and it will be great. Who cares if no one ever knows? We'll do it anyway, we'll do it anyway.
Ye gods, dear. We don't need fame, we don't need wealth. All we need is friends. Friends like Sir Wilberforce B. Hartington, B.A. Ons.
What, hey, Geoffrey, what, hey?
Sir Wilberforce, yes. You know all the Earth governments, right?
Yes, yes, I do, actually, yes.
You could get hold of them and explain to them who Geoffrey Livingstone is and say that Geoffrey Livingstone says no.
Right you are, Geoffrey, right you are.
You do that. Now, Tiddy, where are you, my old chum? Ah, there you are.
Tiddy.
You were always so good at amazingly clever clues.
Oh, thank you.
Use that amazing brain of yours to unlock the chains of Moonhorse.
Right you are, Geoffrey, right you are.
Now, as for you, Margaret Thatcher.
Why, you wouldn't hit an Iron Lady, would you?
Too right, I would. Biff!
Oof!
Now, stand back, Marsmen of Jupiter. You are defeated.
Not so fast, Geoffrey Livingstone. We still have one laser cannon left, and it's pointing at you. Ha 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 ha! Prepare to die, Geoffrey Livingstone.
Hey!
It's Moonhorse!
Hey!
That's enough, Moonhorse! Well done, Moonhorse! The Marsmen of Jupiter are defeated! Hurrah!
Hey!
And this time, maybe people will hear about our amazing exploits.
Yes! Geoffrey Livingstone and Moonhorse saving the world yet again.
Geoffrey Livingstone, Moonhorse, and Tiddy, you mean?
Do you mean it?
Yes, Tiddy, of course. Come on, we can start again and do it right this time.
Moonhorse, Moonhorse, the greatest hero has never known.
With Tiddy, the dead man, standing sentinel no longer alone.
Saving the planet with a human companion, Geoffrey Livingstone.
Now that we have saved the planet from being blown up and bankrupt by the Mars men of Jupiter, using logic, guile, and cunning, galloping and running, and a mind like a computer.
It is a computer.
Some might say,
wait up! There's something we need to address. What was the final fate of Margaret Thatcher, the evil empress?
Well, it went a little something like this. And as for you, Margaret Thatcher.
Why? You wouldn't hit an Iron Lady, would you?
Too right I would. Biff! Now, stand back, Marsmen of Jupiter. You are defeated.
While he deals with my former allies, I shall sneak away. The better to return to fight another day.
Not so fast, Margaret Thatcher.
What the... is that?
Yes, it is I, Harold Wilson.
You look different.
Yes, for lo, I am dead now, and thus have changed a bit. But lo, lo again, Margaret Thatcher. I come to take you unto the heaven of prime ministers.
But am I dead?
Oh yes, that was a right shooing you got just there.
And I'm going to heaven?
The heaven of prime ministers, yes. We're all here, you know, and we're all equal.
Equal?
We all work together for the good of the collective, sharing everything equally forever.
No!
And you'll be sharing a room with Ted Heath.
Moonhorse, Moonhorse, the greatest hero worth has never known. With Tiddy, the Tin Man, standing sentinel no longer alone. Saving the planet with a human companion, Geoffrey Livingstone. Saving the planet, Moonhorse, Tiddy, the Tin Man, and Geoffrey Livingstone.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
And that was the fourth and final episode of Moonhorse versus the Mars Men of Jupiter. It was performed by MJ Hibbett and Steve Hewitt at the Criterion in Leicester on the 10th and 11th of February 2012. You can hear the entire series at www.moonhorse.net, and you can also find details there of the album version of the entire show. Moonhorse will return next year in Moonhorse and the Sword of Monsters. Moonhorse is proudly sponsored by
Dinosaur Planet. Oh, oh, oh.